The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond. The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Introducing Sky Broadband Buddy, an app that lets you pause the internet.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you. It is Monday morning. It's a very beautiful Monday morning, I have to say, the 21st of October 2019. And I say beautiful because of two things. One, well, three actually. One, the sun is shining in that lovely autumnal way by the banks of the Lee because we're in Cork City. Two, we're in Cork City. And three, well, we're here for a number of reasons, but primarily because it's Toy Show Auditions Day. This is a very exciting day in our calendar. It would explain why I was getting peculiar looks walking through the streets of Cork this morning as I'm wearing a jumper that is bedecked with a robin and a little ball hanging off it where the robin's hat is. And that's because we have to Stanislavski School of Acting in terms of getting right into a role. Not since Daniel Day-Lewis in My Left Foot has somebody fully embraced a role as much as I have this morning. So stick with me, bear with me, put up with me. Ignore me if you choose. I would. It's going to be one of those sort of days. But we're here till 10 o'clock. Great to be with you. 51551 is the text number. Looking forward to meeting children from all over, not just Munster, but indeed the country, later on in the Imperial Hotel, not too far from here. There will be singing, there will be dancing, there will be reciting, there will be children with books, and there will just be a sense of showtime, because this is where it all begins. And from here on in, it gets crazier and crazier and crazier for all the right reasons. So it's going to be a good one, I certainly hope. Not so much for the Irish rugby team. I want to say this much about the Irish, because I watched the match on Saturday, and like everyone else, obviously your heart broke. By the time we got to halftime, by the time we got to 10 minutes in, we knew that possibly this wasn't going to be our day. But I will say this, even to the Guinness people behind it, said at the end of the match, have a pint of Carlsberg. We're officially done with the colour black today. They admitted that it wasn't going to be a day for a pint of stout. But the reason I'm mentioning all of this is because I felt that the coverage of what happened at the World Cup, broadly speaking, was pretty sad for the boys in green and for Joe Schmidt, who in some ways, and Rory Best, but I just think Joe Schmidt, there was a lovely moment at the end of the match where Joe Schmidt made his way down from the box and people in the crowd in Irish jerseys in Japan reached out with their hands to shake hands and to pat him on the back and say thank you. And it was just a lovely moment that is very sporting. It was the best side of the Irish psyche in the sense that another manager who had brought their team to a quarterfinal like that in that manner and with that result might have been booed off or been treated poorly, but in fact he wasn't. And Joe Schmidt, I just feel, looking at some of the headlines, we're very quick to forget how much joy he brought us on those Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons. And same with Rory Best. And yes, it was a bit of a shambles of a World Cup campaign, get that, but pause for thought. He also did some wonderful things for us, and I think that we should accentuate that. Yes, pour over the coals and see what happened and how we can improve for the next Six Nations or what have you. But at the same time, I think doff of the cap and say thanks for the memories. At least he deserves that. But that was certainly Saturday's Carry On. Meanwhile, what have I got for you in the papers today? Loads of different things. Very good news, I think, as there's a breakthrough by UCD experts seeking a cure for rare butterfly skin disease. This is reported by Gareth Morgan in the Irish Independent today. A team of Irish gene therapy researchers have made a breakthrough in the search for a cure for one of the worst strands of EB, the incredibly painful butterfly skin disease. Now, we've spoken about this on this show and on the Late Late Show, and people have been very generous in their donating and donations for this charity because it'll fund research like this to allow gene therapy, as it has been used, to repair cells, with doctors also researching treatment for cystic fibrosis and MS. But it's a great result, and there's a picture there of Dr. Irene Lara Saez and Dr. Jonathan O'Keefe Ahern of the UCD team that announced the EB breakthrough. So congratulations to them, and I think that'll come as a good news story for people in that world of EB. And we wish them well in their endeavours. Looking at The Echo, it's a great paper, The Echo. It's one that I wouldn't have much access to, as in a hard copy at least, because it's obviously in Cork. But having read it this morning, it's a super paper, and It's got plenty to report. And I'm glad to see Anne Murphy's cover story this morning saying that Cork Penny Dinners has bought and renovated a house to accommodate homeless people. It's a good development. The house in the city centre close to Cork Penny Dinners has been transformed into 3 two-bed apartments by the organisation, which will become home to 6 people. I spoke to a man who's slept outside last night for all the wrong reasons. He was just not too far from here, and he was telling me that I didn't get into too much detail other than to say, look, I said, why are you here? Why are you sleeping out? And he said, family problems just went pear-shaped and I have trouble getting access to places. And, you know, it's a story that is national. It's a story that is pretty gruesome and horrible and unfair, let's face it. And something beautiful happened on the Late Late Show on Friday with Focus Ireland, and Bord Gáis gave €150 from everyone in the audience to Focus Ireland, which I just thought was a very good, kind gesture. I hope corporately, a lot of those businesses, I'm thinking of you, Facebook, and you, Google, and you, Twitter, I hope your corporate charity policy is as generous as that. I'm sure it is, by the way. I'm not trying to have a pop at you, but we should be kind of watching that and seeing where that's going charity-wise, because it's required, sadly, at the moment. And the Focus Ireland sleepout, well done to everyone around the country for taking part in that on Friday night. And the viewers of the show, no doubt listeners to this programme, crashed the Focus Ireland website because they were so keen to donate. And that is just, we'll hopefully have an update for you on that later on in the programme. It's a great result, so well done. I tried listening to Morning Ireland this morning. Well, not that I tried, I listened to it. I listened to it every morning. And then I turned on TV news at one stage and I put my ear to it very, very carefully, very, very closely in a bid to understand what's happening in Brexit, and I can't help you. 51551 is the text number. We'll be watching Brexit all day, making less and less sense, but still, for some weird reason, it's compelling and I want to watch it all and understand less, and on it goes, and on it goes. Some kind of sad news today for a lot of people listening in, because they are going to be doing, I'm sorry to have to announce this, they are going to be doing a Barney movie, which means that...
We're a happy family.
Finish it off.
With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Yes.
Won't you say you love me too?
Now listen, there's another 30 seconds of that, but it's not going to happen on my watch. They are making Barney the movie. Daniel Kaluuya, who is an Oscar nominee, his production company, they provided the world with Get Out, a desperate film, and Black Panther, which I didn't make it through to the end. They've decided to co-produce a new movie based on the iconic purple dinosaur Barney, who ruined not just the childhoods of lots of people, because he actually enhanced their childhoods, but the parents, like myself, who had to suffer through many VHS copies of Barney that were worn down to the final credits. But they're going to make a movie of it, because that's what the world needs right now. Working with Daniel will enable us, they say, to take a completely new approach to Barney that will surprise audiences and subvert expectations. The project will speak to the nostalgia of the brand in a way that will resonate with adults while entertaining today's kids. God help us all. Barney and the Backyard Gang, Barney and Friends, ran forever. He was a ubiquitous figure in many of our childhoods, and then he disappeared into the shadows, thankfully. Left misunderstood, says this guy. We're excited to explore this compelling modern-day hero and see if the message of I love you, you love me, can stand the test of time. I suspect he'll probably end up running for president and get elected. A Royal Caribbean cruise line has banned a passenger. Why? Well, because she posed for a photograph on a narrow ledge outside her room's balcony. Can you imagine how little space she had in which to take her selfie? But she did it. Another passenger saw her. She was in a swimsuit pulling the pose during a cruise, and he reported the authorities. They said, stop, that's desperate. They got her. And as soon as they got to Jamaica, she was turfed out, and herself and her other half were banned from sailing with the company for the rest of their lives. In January, the same company banned a group of male passengers after one jumped from a balcony onto the Symphony of the Seas ship in Nassau in the Bahamas. So the cruising world is alive and well, but be careful. And those crazy selfies are out of control. Frances Brennan was on a big cruise ship last night, and I'm not sure if it did anything to enhance my love of my non-dream to go on a cruise, but it's certainly a very popular thing to do. That scene in Joker, if you haven't seen Joker, If you're not into kind of creepy weirdness, don't go and see it. If you love creepy weirdness, which I do, do go and see it. Simple as that. And I loved it. And there's a scene in it where he's coming down the steps. It's become controversial because they use the music of Gary Glitter, and that's just completely inappropriate. But if we can part that for a moment, it's the scene where he's coming down the steps doing a kind of particularly bonkers dance. And those steps have become now a go-to spot for more selfies. Fans are flooding into the Bronx in New York to get the perfect photo showing that they have seen the movie and liked it. And people living in the area are kind of just a bit bothered by it because it's kind of getting on their nerves. But they are all there, the tourists, the influencers, the cosplayers, they've descended to take pictures. They did it with Rocky in Philadelphia, The Exorcist in Washington, and we've talked about it before, Chernobyl of all places, and that's annoying them. Equally are annoyed is Joey Campanaro, who is living and working in Little Owl Restaurant, which is located in the same space that housed Central Park, where Friends was recorded down through the years. And now that it's the 25th anniversary, all the Friends fans are having a frenzy, lovely alliteration there, as they head in hundreds of people during the week, thousands at the weekend, all looking to get their picture outside the building's exterior, but also a la Windmill Lane in Dublin, they're signing their names on the wall and either wrecking it or turning it into an iconic spot, whatever you have in yourself. That's what's happening. How do you know that millennials are getting married less? This isn't a pop at millennials. I like millennials. I'm just telling you about a piece that I read this morning. We know because Vegas. How do we link marriage, millennials, and Vegas? I'm going to about to do it for you, because the most famous wedding venue in the world, arguably, where eloping desperados like Britney Spears and Frank Sinatra and Joan Collins have all tied the knot, the Little White Wedding Chapel in Vegas. I was there once to do a piece, and it's a 500,000 10-minute ceremonies have happened there, and they tried to sell it and they can't sell it. The for sale sign was taken down. They're saying it's the most stark example of a so-called love recession that has hit Las Vegas. And the number of weddings has fallen, and the chief reason appears to be that millennials, saddled with student loans and exorbitant rent, no longer feel like running off to Sin City on a whim to get hitched by an Elvis impersonator. What a great loss. Mick Hucknall said in an interview recently, in the crazy days, this is Simply Red's Mick Hucknall, in the crazy days, it was screaming girls everywhere, and it felt like you were sleeping with three women a day. Now, he said it felt like, but of course, somebody, as they so often the way, not listening, decides, okay, three women a day. They totted it up and then had the headline, Mick sleeps with 3,000 women. Now, lads, he was exaggerating in his telling of the tale of life as a rock star. And he's had to come back out and say, lads, it wasn't near that. I was just having a bit of a moment in the interview. So don't believe all of that. 51551, please, Ryan, not Barney. I know, I'm sorry. Another from Julie. That song sent shivers down my spine. I'd have nightmares if I was subjected to him all over again. Well, I'm afraid it's about to happen. So you're going to have to just sadly live with it because, well, you just don't know what people want in the world. That's the world we live in. It's 9:16. We're live in Cork. The text number is 51551. We are open for business.